from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning.
The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. Hi there. Hello. How did all of these people get in my room? I just don't understand how that works like that. Well, we have muchness to talk about this morning. Muchness? Yes, much stuff to talk about this morning. So I hope you want to stick around for a couple of hours and tinker around in the world of health, wealth, and well-being with moi, Patrick Timpone, your congenial host here on One Radio Network. I wish I had a offstage announcer, you know. And here's your congenial host, man about town, bon vivant, fun dancer, raconteur, Patrick Timpone. They already did that one. But anyway, that's okay. Let's see. I was at the HEB yesterday getting some organic chicken for Doodle. Checkout stand. I catch up on all my pop culture, and I see that Brad and Jen are back together. Well, that's great. Princess had a baby. That's great. I mean, you know, you just get all the news, man. What else? Brad and Jen. They were on most of the things. I didn't know they broke up. See, behind time. Can you imagine in Hollywood and some of the stuff that goes on there with relationships and People magazine on your driveway, you know, taking your picture when you go. Poor people, that's crazy, man. That's nuts. Can you imagine? Oh. I often wonder why these people, you know, I guess you just can't sue them for making stories up, which most of them are just made up. Cost you $1 billion and 6 months or a year in court, and you know, it doesn't work. So they just let it go, I guess. Would you, though? I mean, if you were, think about, yeah, I guess you have to just let it go, wouldn't you? And I'd say, Well, Open Phone Friday. Lots to talk about this morning. If you'd like to join the show, here's what you do. It is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Most folks do it by email, but we'd sure like you to call sometime and say hi there. Tell us about your life. Tell us about your loves. Tell us about your health, your wealth. You're fooling around. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. You have listeners all over the world. Not as many as Alex Jones, and probably more than I don't know. oh, my goodness. I don't get out much, but people send me links to show to things all the time, and I can't click on half of them because I would spend my whole life just watching videos of other people saying other stuff that 99% of it I'm not interested in. Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, I'm kind of the belief. You can write this down if you want. We are a law unto ourselves. Hadn't planned to talk about that, but that's pretty cool. Spiritual principle that's true. It's a spiritual principle that has some guts to it. A lot of folks out there are kind of, you know, are talking about in a sense, and that's good. It's a very good thing. I did check on David Wolf's latest Longevity Now site, a thing, and thought, well, maybe he had some people there. He had it a couple weeks ago in L.A. that we might want to talk to. You know, you're always looking for leads, and I think, 90% of them, it's hard to talk when you're going to sneeze, you know, it'll come. 90% of them, and 70, maybe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it was very interesting. He had mentioned when he was on the show that he was going to try to start to make some changes in Longevity Now, and I can see where he's going, if this is any indication, more towards personal growth, self-actualization, getting your act together and taking it on the road, and less about chocolate and health and stuff like that, which is a natural progression, of course, for people. Once they kind of get healthy, then they start thinking about, okay, well, what am I going to do with this health? And you can only talk about, you know, what are you going to only talk about? Magnesium so often, and then what are you going to talk about? You can only talk about. So we're all, you know, this show has been moving ahead of the rest for a lot of years because we've been talking about it. And this is all really the only thing that matters to me after 30 years of looking at, since 78, since looking at natural health and trying a lot of stuff and talking to thousands of people, I've really come full circle that with the keep the body detox with different things we know how to do, right? Sweating and whatever, juicing and liver cleanses like we're doing now, stuff like that. And most of you know how to do all that stuff. We've talked about it for 10 years, gallbladder flushes, things like that. And for those of you newbies, you can just go to our search engine and put in this stuff and listen to the shows. There's no sense for us to do them all over again. Right. So back to that, the basics that I'm at here, and a lot of people that I know, well, pretty much me, most people think I'm crazy and still feel the need to do a lot of stuff. And that's fine because I did for years too, but this is where I'm going. So if you want to go along with me, that's cool. Really good whole organic food processed as little as possible. And if you're going to do animal food, bless the animals, bless the beast and the children, and be grateful for them giving up their lives for you, and support people that are taking care of their animals humanely and slaughtering them humanely and sending them on their way to another embodiment humanely. And hopefully grass-fed with no drugs. And, you know, people do pretty good. And I've had my share of beef and buffalo and deer and chicken and piggies. I bought some ham hocks the other day at the farmer's market, a la Jennifer Daniels. We're going to get some more collagen ham hocks. Ooh, I've never had ham hocks, but we'll cook them up and eat the collagen. I'm not eating hardly any meat anymore, but ham hocks, I'm going to get some collagen from them. If any of you have cooked ham hocks, call us and let us know how to do it. You could do collard greens and ham hocks. Anyway, so back to the diet, and then organic food, and then exercise. Do some rebounding, and maybe some yoga, and drink a lot of fresh, clean water. We know how to get that. We've done so many shows on water, and I think you're pretty good. And let the body heal. And stay out of the way. I'm watching a great show that I had never even heard about since I don't have TV. It's called Luck, a HBO show, produced and directed some of the episodes by Michael Mann, one of my favorite movie directors. You guys ever seen any Michael Mann movies? Whew, forget about it. Anyway, it came up on Amazon Prime. I love Amazon. They have so much stuff for $99 a year. And so I was watching something, a little series on Amazon, where I might want watch one episode a night, kind of 45 minutes. It's kind of fun. So I came across this thing called Luck. It's all about horse racing at Santa Anita. And I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. And they did only 2 seasons. And there was 2 or 3 horses that were killed during the production of it. And so they caught a lot of heat for that. And plus the guy at the Santa Anita track, he didn't like the way, horsemen and trainers and bettors were being portrayed. And so he was growing cold on the whole relationship. So the whole thing folded, but it was really, really well done. If you like horses and horse racing, and the horse racing people and the PETA people, they were not really all that upset, because they said that this happens all the time in horse racing. Horse racing is pretty cruel. I mean, they push these guys, and you know, horses break their legs all the time, and they have to kill them, and their hearts burst, and you know, it's just not normal. You know, it's like when you do a burst exercise. I guess that's how they do it, right? What do they run for 2 minutes, full out, and then they don't run again for 2 or 3 days, and do it again. But sometimes their hearts just go. But that's the idea behind burst exercise, but more maybe 30 seconds every day. But I don't know how often they run the horses. But anyway, be that as it may, where did I get onto that? Get out of the way. The idea that once we do all these things, like, see, I found my way back there. That's pretty good. Organic food and all the different things that we know are the right thing to do. And all the stuff. I mean, there's a long list, of course. Don't chemicals on your face and in your dishwashing soap and chemicals. So there's a lot of things that we've talked about. And once you do all that stuff, and then there's really not much else you can do except to be happy. And here's the key, is get out of the way. And that's what they tell the jockeys in many cases when they have a horse that's a runner, that's just a real thoroughbred. Ooh. Don't you love that word? A real thoroughbred. He's a thoroughbred. She's a thoroughbred. Is get out of the way and just hang on, because they just want to run. And there's a lot of great interactions between the trainers and the owners and the jockey. And then, you know, everybody tries to control the game and stuff like that. And it was really interesting. One scene where this lady from Ireland was a jockey, and this fellow was a trainer and the owner. His name's not coming to me right now, but he's a famous actor. Anyway, he always cautioned her to never, ever use the whip, because it was really interesting, because I kind of thought about it as our health, and you take steps up and up and up. He said there may be a day when you want to use the whip maybe one time, but you work the horse up to that, and it could be years. And he said, if you use it, well, he explained this afterwards, after she did it and he fired her, that if you use it before, hold on a second, on hold, on call, I'll be right there. Let me just finish this thought, that if you use it beforehand, then they get the wrong idea that might go a little bit faster with the whip, but it could keep them from kind of going faster in other races without the whip. Does that make sense? So these people know horses, and you know, all humans, we do the same thing. And I thought about that. I said, that's so cool, because it's the same idea. If we're out there trying to supercharge our thyroid, or supercharge our liver, or whatever, cleanse, you know, or supercharge something, and we've all done it before it's time. and it actually can mess things up, just like it could do with a horse. Does that make sense? Because the body likes to do things in its own natural way. That's another, I think, argument for just doing the basics and then get out of the way. Just get out of the way and let the body heal when it wants to, as it wants to. And then continuing with the food, of course, the exercise, the organic, and focus more on, you know, the spiritual side of it and move forward like that. Which I suspect that's what a lot of people out there are doing now, where they spent the last 30 years like I did, you know, working on all the health stuff like David Wolf, and now they're saying, okay, well, what else are we going to do? You know, I can only talk about chocolate so much. Right? And I'm not putting words in David's mouth, but that's kind of what I heard him say when he was on the show. So there's a lot of this going on. We'll talk about some of the other self-actualization, personal things, the Tony Robbins type. And I'll explain to you how there's a step above that that we've been talking about, that we're kind of ahead of the curve on that one. I would like to be about 10 years ahead in planet Earth, about 10 years ahead, 10 or 20 years ahead. It didn't work well in commercial radio because I was always getting fired, but here, nobody can fire me. Well, except Amazon. They said, you're fired. Good morning on the phone. Who's this?
Hey, this is Matt.
Hi, Matt. Where are you located?
I am in Kansas.
Oh, you're with Kansas with Dorothy?
Uh-huh.
Are you really? Have you seen Dorothy there on the side of the road? Have you seen her?
Yep, she's out here somewhere.
She is, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since I talked to you.
Yeah, it has been a long time, Matt, in Kansas.
Yeah. I have the day off. I'm actually just handed in my 2 weeks yesterday and have the day off before I move, and thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, good. Where are you going?
We're moving to St. Pete, Florida.
I'll be darned. St. Pete. I don't know if I've been down there. Is that way down at the bottom there?
It's by Tampa, so sort of midway down on the Gulf side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you going to do down there?
I got another job. I'm an engineer, so I'll be working on a place called Hydro Massage. They make hydraulic-powered massage tables, chairs.
Wow.
They're doing R&D and mechanical engineering for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the massage table moves up and down and stuff like that?
The table doesn't move, but the jets inside does.
The jets?
Yeah, it's like a jet that goes up and down your whole body.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. It'll be interesting.
No, Clarence. He's not a train engineer. He's an engineer. Clarence put a sound of a train there, my engineer. No. He's an engineer.
Oh, yeah.
Engineer. So St. Pete, that should be fun. I've often thought about Florida's a nice place. They have plenty of warm weather down there, right?
Yeah, it seems like my wife is from Florida, so getting back close to her family and familiar surroundings for her. And yeah, I think it'll be a fun place to explore.
Sure, why not? Is it near? What's another big city? Is it? It's on the coast, right? It's on the Gulf, right?
Yeah, it's on the Gulf. It's by Tampa.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Basically, right across the bay from Tampa. So.
Mm-hmm. That's big. A lot of people down there, boy. Whoo, man.
Yeah. People seem to enjoy it, which will be... Yeah, it seems like they're there for a reason, and they enjoy life a little bit more than mm-hmm. most places. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, a lot of golf courses, a lot of tennis courts, a lot of stuff like that. There's a lot of outdoor activity down there. Yeah.
Activities, being outdoors, fishing, water, and...
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds great, Matt, in Kansas. And you probably won't miss a foot of snow, right?
Man, it hasn't really snowed the last few years here. It hasn't really gotten super cool either, so.
Hmm.
I don't mind the snow, though, but yeah, definitely you will be missing that when we get down there. I think there'll be two seasons. Sounds like nice and really hot. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I think every place has its, whether it gets too hot or too cold. And
oh, yeah.
It's all just part of the,
it's all
part of the place.
Part of life, yeah. Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad you called. How's your health? How's your health? Are you doing good?
What's that?
How's your health?
Yeah, I'm actually, it's been a rebound lately. I lived in Denver for Colorado for quite a few years before moving to the Midwest, and I think I took a lot of things for granted for being outside, and a lot of the things I got to be out and be in nature, and
yeah.
When I moved to the Midwest, I had a little wake-up call with health and getting more revolutions around the sun. So, yeah,
get
I think
up.
I was a little bit spiritually arrogant when we moved here and thinking I could just, you know, think my way through eating junk and pushing myself too far, and that sort of caught up with me, and I think your show's definitely helped
well,
me.
Well, we're glad. Thanks, yeah. Yeah, we go through those
definitely
periods,
looking
right?
At the, what's that?
We go through those periods, don't we?
Yeah, and it was all learning, and it was good stuff. I think I was getting into the, you know, everything's energy and spirituality sort of in a little arrogant way, and not really taking care of what I was eating as much since when I moved here, I got sort of out of practice and definitely learned a lot and definitely have a lot more practices and tools in my arsenal, and I feel like now I'm getting back into that. I can back off taking the miracle, this and that, and the other thing, and to get more into the energy work of Qigong and trying to build things up that way.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm more and more interested. It's nice that you say that too, kind of serendipitous. I'm more and more interested in Qigong stuff. I know a fellow here in Dripping Springs, an acupuncture guy, that he's teaching me a little, and that Pai Da La Jing protocol we've been doing, that's kind of a Qigong light, you know, where they're slapping. And I do that a lot in the morning on my rebounder. Just take my fist, you know, and just you know, do my liver, my kidneys, not that hard on the kidneys, but, and there's a Taoist book that has some internal exercises that's kind of Qigong, but it appears like as you put pressure or slap or pound on a different organ or your body. I even do it on my face, Matt, you know, just like this, you know, just to bring circulation. I think it brings the energy, don't you? The voltage or the energy up in the organ. Yeah.
Yeah. That was one of the first things. Like there was a, I think it's Tristan Trescott. He had his beginning of the year. He had like a 5-day or 5-week, whatever intro thing with a friend of mine did. And, some of the first exercises were basically sort of, you know, punching on your kidneys a little bit. I wouldn't say punching, but you know, just like, you know, bumping on it and doing different exercises. And it, man, it felt like somebody was sticking a needle in there and just, you know, popping it with the, pumping it full of energy and it was depleted. And yeah, just feeling stuff like that, like right away has really, really been great. And it's just has sort of taken off from there. I feel all over a lot more energetic and alive than I have for a while, so
yeah, good for you.
There's definitely something to it. They haven't been doing it for how many thousand years because
that's right. The one that I've done where you kind of bend over at the waist a little bit, maybe 45 degrees, so you're exposing your kidneys, you know, and it's a Taoist thing, and then you take the back of your hands, not the front but the back of your hands, and reach behind it, you know, and I'm doing it right now. Is that the one? Yeah, so that must be a classic Qigong thing, and you kind of pummel your kidneys a little bit, and not too hard. I mean, you can, you know, they're very tender. They're little squishies. And, but
it's in too, like if you sort of pop your fist, like you make a fist as you contact to sort of pump the energy in.
Oh, I see. So you're making a fist when your back of your hand hits your thing. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, so like you're whipping it somewhat.
Whipping it.
Tighten your fist as you impact. But yeah, that's been huge, and it's been a daily practice of 10-15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent practice has made such a difference. that really speaks to my body. You know, I think for so long I was real athletic and running around and moving, and this is sort of the opposite of just, you know, standing there and just retraining all those muscles instead of going through it really quick and unconscious and really slow and focused.
Yeah, it's cool stuff. There's so many simple things we can do at home that's free, doesn't cost anything, you know. You don't have to get any special.
Yeah, that's what, another thing I've just been trying to focus on is how do I boil it down to those simple things I can do myself, I can grow myself, I can make myself instead of buying everything. All these supplements and things are fun to do, but man, they break the bank. And at the end of the day, I think we're buying consciousness, and we try to buy the good stuff, but it doesn't mean we can't do it ourselves.
Yeah, that's why it's important, I think. It's important. I think you brought up a good point. It's important, and that's why we're very proud of the people, you know, like Daniel Vitalis and Brandon Amalani, you know, and these folks. Because they're really, you know, they're just good people, you know, and they're really into it. And the consciousness that they make these products, that's a lot of the mojo that you get out of the product, right? It's not just the energy and the information and the love. And so if you're going to spend your money, boy, that's where to do it is places that you really know the source, and they're doing it, you know, they're doing it really well. Because there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, there's billions of dollars worth of stuff, you know.
It's funny you bring up Brandon.
He's cool,
isn't he? In the area, and I heard him on your show, and I contacted him, and he ended up coming in to where I used to work and met up with a couple of us that had like a meditation group. And
I'll be darned.
Showed us some Qigong. He was like one of those guys. I had heard Qigong over the years from different people that I really respected that had never really stuck. And then he comes in and showed us a couple things. And then just all of a sudden, the beginning of this year, it just finally took. He's been really, he's a really great guy. And, you know, taking his time out to come in to show us stuff, and, you know, contacting him a couple other times about different questions. And I'm actually going to send him some TM brew that I made.
Oh, cool.
For him to check out and see what he thinks. Well, yeah, he's a stellar stand-up guy.
Have you heard the way he makes his ginseng?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, 50-year-old with organic sake and, you know, the whole, it's like, wow, you know. Yeah. I hope to be taking that the rest of my life every day. You know?
I haven't tried that.
You don't need a lot.
The only thing I've tried from it is that's one of the few places I was about to save up and get something from him because you can actually feel it.
Yeah. He's got that he-she-wu, which is a marvelous remedy. Of course, then the shizandra and the goji are just foods, superfoods, you know, so it's real easy for the body. He's got some great stuff, really good stuff. Very happy to have a relationship with him. You know, he used to work with Daniel and develop Daniel's products, years ago. Yeah. Well, Mr. Matt, Qigong it away, baby. Happy when you guys move into St. Pete soon?
My wife, we moved all our stuff down last week, and I'm doing an MKP training this weekend, and then right after that I'm going to be driving my car down that way, so Monday or Sunday night I'll be heading that way.
Cool.
So we're already partially moved. She's already down there. So, looking forward to that retreat too. It's just another thing of getting out of trying to clear up some old junk, and it's like a male initiation type training thing, so I think that'll be fun.
Get rid of some of the cobwebs.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Matt, my friend, thanks. Call us when you get down to Florida, get settled in, and let us know how you're doing down there. All right, pleasure talking to you. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
You too.
Bye-bye. There you go. Just never know who's out there listening, do you? Previously with Daniel Vitalis, talking about elk velvet antler from Surthrival.
Elk antler or deer antler products are probably the most regenerative substance that we can find in nature, at least for mammals. couple things that I think are really cool about it is that it's got six types of collagen.
Yeah, so that's really amazing.
When you think about the antler of an elk or a deer, these are an organ that grow in just 3 months' time and then fall off, and the very next year they grow back. Mammals don't typically regenerate organs that fall off, but antlers from all of the cervid mammals are completely regenerated. In order for them to regenerate, they need to contain substances that cause regeneration, and that's like the 24 growth factors that we find in elk velvet antler.
Regeneration, we like that word. Growth factors, we love that word. For boys and girls, that's you. Exclusively from Sir Thrival and exquisitely produced, Daniel Vitalis, OneRadioNetwork.com.
And if you visit there and you have a few more days, you can check out the prices on colostrum, and you'll see there's a massive sale going on. 1 2-kilo bags of that wonderful Sir Thrival colostrum, their flagship product. They have been promoting for years, and it's on sale through, when is May 1st anyway? Is it Monday or Tuesday? No, through the end of April, this colostrum sale ongoing. Previously, with our friend Brandon Amalani of Shen Blossom.
A good example of this also is like the Hoshuwu formula. That is, that's a new one that came out. It's really good because it's a blood builder. A lot of people don't understand that Hoshuwu is actually toxic if it's not prepared correctly. So I wanted to come out with one that not only features the Hoshuwu as the king herb in the formula, but it's prepared of a minimum of 14 days. Usually we try and get 20, 21 days of cooking it. So you can think of it as like it's in a slow cooker with black beans. And it's basically just cooking down and deactivating some of those liver toxic compounds. So we do use that as like the bulk of the formula, but we basically put a lot of like mature ginseng root, like in our root extract. We have the fermented and hydrolyzed pearl powder, reishi stem. And it's got Shudi Hong, which is like a Romania type family. We got both the prepared warm stuff and then the cool stuff to kind of balance it out in the sense so it doesn't become sticky. If you get a good quality Hoshuwu that's properly prepared, it definitely has some invigorating qualities to it and makes you feel relaxed, but yet fully vigorous and energized.
Now, that's the kind of Hoshuwu that you would like, right? Really nice products, as you can hear. If you'd like to order Hoshuwu or the other products, click on Shen Blossom right there on the front page, OneRadioNetwork.com. I'm going to visit for a few minutes with Gary Hanna today and pick up some monoatomic silver that he makes, 750 parts per million, not nano, but it's monoatomic. And you can go into our store and see a little ad says Nature's Pure Organics. And he's got the best with classic kind of colloidal silver, magnesium, copper, and gold. Wow. And in very high parts per million. It's costly stuff for the good stuff, but once again, know the source. Man, he makes it 750 parts per million. And the reason I'm going to get some from him today, mainly for a friend of mine, who's a good friend, she's about 90 revs around the sun, and she's had challenges with her lungs after chemo about 25 years ago. And I gave her some of Gary Hanna's monoatomic 750 parts per million, and she nebulized it every night for about a week, and she was just blown away by how much better she could breathe and how much better her lungs felt. She's had some lung issues for years since the chemo, so I'm going to go and stop and get some and bring it over to her. And so this is just to throw it out there a little bit. If you ever want to get some really good stuff, just go to know the source, glass bottles, 750 parts per million. Or you can get, you don't have to spend the money and get that high. I mean, you don't really need that much. You could get 100 parts per million or 200, whatever you want. And most of the stuff you see out there is like 25 parts per million. This is like the bomb, you know? And it only costs a little more to go first class.
Clouds that weep, but now they Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, good morning. It is 27 April 2018, just in case you're lost. But remember, if you feel lost, it's great. Because you can't get found unless you're lost. What? You can't get found unless you're lost. I saw that on a sign one time. I thought it was good. 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Mark writes in, have any of your guests ever talked about the medicinal or gardening uses for comfrey? I've been growing it for a couple of years and have heard referred to as a miracle plant. I don't know much about comfrey. Maybe one of our listeners do, Mark, and will call or email in. I know it, I believe it is also called knit bone, so it's used for helping the bones heal. I think they have a comfrey homeopath for that. And then you can do comfrey compresses, I know, on sore muscles and broken bones, stuff like that. If Adam's listening this morning, Adam Bergstrom in California, he probably knows some stuff about it. There's been things over the years that say you shouldn't. Oh, hold on, caller, be right there, and then you're up next. Oh, let me finish this thought. There's been things that have been said over the years that that you shouldn't take comfrey internally, but I think that's been poo-pooed by Mr. Bergstrom over the years and said, no, that's not true, but don't start taking it internally until you find out for sure. But we'll find out. But other than that, I don't know much about comfrey, but I suspect you could dry it and make teas out of it. I don't know what you would do with the fresh leaves. I guess you could cook it or make a tea. Good morning on the telephone. Who's this?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Robert.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, I got some of the C60, and I've been dabbling with it, so.
Oh, the stuff from the fellow that we talked to?
Mm-hmm.
What's it? Carbon60 is his website, Carbon60.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You still messing with it a little bit?
Yeah, I did. I am. Doodle and I, we're taking it every day. I don't know. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. I don't know. I can't say anything specific, Robert, but there's something going on with this product that's good. I don't know what it is, but something. Does that make sense? Something.
It's hard to improve on perfection. I mean, when
that's
you
true. When you, yeah, that's, you know, when you're cross between, you know, Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, like I am. I just don't know. No, but have you felt? How long have you been taking it?
I got it Wednesday, Thursday, 2 days.
Oh, a couple of days, huh? You're doing about a little half a dropper full or so.
Oh, I did like 3 or 4 yesterday.
Attaboy. Well, good for you. What's worth doing is worth overdoing.
Yeah, it's non-toxic supposedly, and it's just carbon. And I've listened to some other podcasts, and if you're not too toxic, you know that you're not going to go through no big herks or whatever. So it's just carbon and sunflower oil. So, but right, he did say one small dose, more frequent, is better than big dose, just all at once. So spreading it out. So I didn't take it all at once, you know. I think something's going on. You know, I wasn't in too bad a shape, but I seem a little clearer in the mind.
Yeah, good.
A little less achy.
My friend who's 90, she's feeling some clarity, too, that she hasn't felt. And I, you know, there's the science behind that this stuff will attach to toxins, you know, and get them out of the body that we talked about on the show. And I suspect we all have toxins running around. So, yeah, I don't know how it could. Certainly not going to hurt anybody, and I think his I think his process sounds really interesting to me. You know, he said that all the C60 out there are made by about five different companies, and they're all just buying it from them, you know. And his is like these really, what do you say, really, really small little molecules that cover a lot of area. And, I got a call from a lady in Canada who put her dog with cancer and bladder cancer on it, and after about a week is just fine, stopped throwing up, running around, and she called again yesterday, and I said, well, wait a little bit longer. I want to wait to make sure that this is, you know, really did the deed on your doggy, because I don't want to give people false hope, you know. But she's kind of anxious to come on the air and tell her story. She's pretty excited, so. So I'm giving Doodle some every day, and why not?
That's kind of what I'm doing, too, meaning, you know, like it says, you know, blessed are those who've not seen but believe.
And then that's right.
Those
there
who
you go.
See and believe, you know. So it's hard to believe in something if you ain't seen it. Now, I heard the interview. I'm hearing testimonials like you're saying, so I don't want to miss the boat and just say, ah, that's
right. Good for you.
Snake oil. There's a science to it. Like, if you've seen that carbon molecule, there's 60 carbon molecules, like of that little soccer ball they keep comparing it to, right?
Right.
And then they compare it to, like, zeolite, too. So you could see that little molecule just crossing all those tissues and barriers. And he's saying it's more like a free radical scavenger.
Right.
And I'm thinking, like, Boyd Haley. Boyd Haley didn't want to say anything, you know. Boyd Haley kept saying free radical scavenger when his OSR first come out, you know. Didn't want to get in trouble, you know.
Well, it's the same thing, Robert. What happens is, my understanding, so if you get some toxic things like mercury or chemicals or PCB or something, it'll go in there and steal an electron from the molecule, from the cell, and that turns it into a free radical, like Jane Fonda. Just kidding. And then the carbon will go in there and get the, it took you a while, didn't it? And then get rid of that cell that's been a stolen electron, which is not happy anymore. It could be like a loss of energy, you know, like Dr. Banks talked about, and be a problem. Could actually then, this is how cancer starts, and then it also gets rid of the mercury as well. So it's a pretty cool idea.
Like, it does both.
It does. It does both. And of course, charcoal has been.
And then may mop.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
I said it sounds like it does both. It's a free radical scavenger, but then since it's that cage structure, like a lattice, it'll actually mop up stuff too, if I can use that word.
Yes, you can.
Clean up some stuff.
And, you know, charcoal, which is not carbon, it's different, but it's the same genre. You know, it's been used since hundreds of years for food poisoning. I saw a thing, King Henry 1400, where that's what they used to save the king when somebody poisoned him with charcoal. Can you imagine? 1400. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been around a while, the idea. Charcoal. But
I
it's not charcoal, but it is different.
Tonight we get... Go ahead.
No, that's right.
I said I gave my wife some the night it came, and she was up dusting, vacuuming, and mopping all night.
Well, that'll keep her busy. Good for you. Well, good. And dusting, mopping, vacuuming all night long.
and I asked him if he set up something with you yet, and he said no, he didn't get together for no discount, but he does give a discount on his website.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Well, just mention Ron Radio Network, and, you know, we don't have a deal because... he doesn't have a lot of margin, and that product is so expensive to make. And it's okay if he sends me a bottle or two for sending you guys him. We're fine, you know, I don't care. It's carbon-60.com, carbon. Just mention one
right.
Radio Network. Yeah.
Yeah, and since you mentioned that, because I was wondering, you know, it was rather pricey, 70. Your first order, you get it for 60, and I'm not complaining because, you know, I've spent more on that on junk food, you know. But
yeah,
anyway.
Sure.
On one of the interviews, he said it's not expensive to make, but I know he looks like a nice guy, and, you know, he's not, you know, out to overprice it, or else nobody would buy it, because there's competition out there, a lot less expensive stuff that is not as good. So when you said there's not a lot of margin in there...
Well, I don't want to get into the guy's business publicly and all that. We've talked about it. I don't think there's going to be.
Okay, I'll take it as what you said.
Yeah, please do. I'm just being honest with you. I don't think there's enough margin in there for he and I to do business like we normally do, because we have to devote our time to products where we can make some commissions to do our business model. Does that make sense? In other words, we have a lot of you get it. We have a lot of people that want us to be affiliate things, and they want to give us like 5%, right? That's what all these affiliate things.
I mean, just use in general, you know, like when you see vitamins in a vitamin store, and I've gotten stuff as a wholesaler and as a practitioner, there's usually 50% markup on stuff, you know, in general, when you see vitamins in a vitamin
store. Totally. Like yeah, that. I had a food store. You would buy something for $5, you'd probably sell it for $9, you know. But that's
right.
Most people don't have that kind of margins with the good products, you know, because it costs so
what you're saying there ain't that, yeah. margin on that.
It's so expensive to make.
Well, that makes me feel good. Again, yeah. I didn't want to get in his business either, but it makes me think that I'm not getting taken.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. Yeah. He's a reasonable price. He's an okay guy. He's a good man. No, I've talked to him several times. He's solid, yeah. Know the source, right?
I even put them in my eye. I put a couple drops in the eye. It was blurry for a while, but
yeah. Doodle seems to like
it. Put it on topically too.
Doodle seems to like it.
How do you give it to Doodle?
It's the same way.
In a food?
No, just open her mouth and put a few drops in. He said to do one drop per 6 pounds, right? So she's about 70. So I'm doing about 10, 12 drops every day. And it's just, it tastes great.
Oh, I didn't hear the one drop per 6 pounds, so you're actually measuring the drops, kind of?
For dogs, yeah, for dogs, that's basic. What I said, yeah.
Ballpark, okay. Yeah. Hey, I didn't hear your last week's show, and I didn't get a chance. I caught part of it, so how's the Elisa test working, and what have you found?
Oh,
did
yeah.
you eliminate it, or what did you do? Let's give us an update on the...
Elisa, what Robert's talking about is, do you remember who told us about that? Do you remember the guy?
Dave Foreman.
Good for you, Dave Foreman.
Dave Foreman.
And he said something like,
"See, my memory's getting better."
Good for you. See, they take more of that carbon 60. He said that his daughter had headaches. You know, migraines.
Food allergies to strawberries.
Well, let me tell the story here. His daughter had migraine headaches for years, and. Man, they did Mayo Clinic. They had all kinds of stuff, right? Never could find out what was going on. Somehow, they came across this idea of this ELISA testing, which is they're looking at the antibodies in the white blood cells. So it's not an allergic, like food allergy test. It's more of a sensitivity where the immune system doesn't like it, right? It looks at it as a foreign thing. And these things come and go. They don't stay forever. And so I got kind of... Because the gal did it, and what was it, Robert? Was it chicken and strawberries or something? I think two things that she loved chicken, and she got rid of it, and her headaches went away. So I was like, whoa, well, that's pretty interesting, you know, so I'm always like to experiment. So I did it, and they have three different versions, and the more you spend, the more items they check. Of course, you know me, I went for the big one, and I financed it on PayPal over 6 months, no interest, so that was pretty cool. So I did the test. And it came back really pretty good. I mean, out of 316 food items, I was only really sensitive to maybe 6 out of 316. So I thought that was pretty good. But egg yolks, cow dairy, if I remember, white rice. That's curious, isn't it? White rice. Tomato, flax oil, and sulfites.
Sulfites.
Yeah, now sulfites, you got to be careful because they do sulfites on some shrimp, right? Depending on the shrimp, where they'll put the sulfite on it to help them retain the color. So you got to be careful with sulfites. And they also put them on some buffets at restaurants, which, you know, we don't do that stuff because remember when the whole sulfite thing came out where they would put the sulfites on the lettuce to keep it green? And many people are allergic to that. Now that's different. We've had the emails about, oh, I'm allergic to sulfites. Can I take sulfur? No, it's totally different. It's a different animal. So
those get on dried food. So a lot on dried berries and dried fruit.
Now, unless you get organic, then they don't do that.
Right.
Okay, so if you're...
It's a natural product, like in wines and balsamic vinegar, too. I'm just mentioning.
No, you're right. You're right. Good. I was going to go there. You're on it. Wines.
Sounds okay, keep going.
Yeah, wines. Boy, people that have a sulfite thing, they can't drink wine. Of course, I don't do that. So those are it. So I've done that. So we'll see. You know, I'm going to do it. I'll get them off them for a few months, and I can live without, you know, eggs and butter and stuff.
Okay, you didn't mention butter, Russ. I missed.
Well,
it,
cow dairy.
Completely
cow,
over it now for about a week. You've been cow, off all those.
Oh, cow dairy. Mm-hmm. That covers it all. Butter.
Or anything cow.
Yeah, anything moo. But they did say, and I emailed
you
back.
Say goat, though, huh?
Well, I emailed and I said.
Go ahead.
Take a breath, Robert. It's okay. I did email them because they mentioned in the result that I got that oftentimes grass-fed ghee is okay. So I emailed them back and talked to the nutritionist. I wanted to make sure, and she said yes, grass-fed organic ghee is fine. But you know what? I'm cutting out that too, just for fun, just to see if there's any lingering cow karma that I don't need. So yeah, so it's been what, maybe a week or so? Was it last week this thing came in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know better than I. So, because I don't do time. So I think it's been about a week, and so we'll see. You know, we'll see. Adam suggests that when you have these food sensitivities like this, that after you get off them for a few months, you can start back and try one or two, and then you could really tell if they have any effect. And oftentimes the body just gets over it, you know. Gets over this immune thing. I don't know why we would have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you eat a lot? Well, are you thinking about doing it?
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it. And like you're saying, I'm just analyzing it because I know a little bit about this stuff. I've been following. I knew about it years ago, but mm-hmm. I never just threw in a towel and had it done. I figured, well, but anyway, so yeah, because whenever they make the ghee, they remove all those milk proteins out of there, which may be allergens. So good, you're off it for good. I mean, for completely, but yeah, that may not be an issue, possibly.
That's right, the milk
and like
solids.
Even Massey said a while back it took months to get over the immune reaction, so there's two people. And then I've even heard that, yeah, that then even if you stay off it for a while, not that you have to get back on, but you could maybe get back or even do the rotation thing. So yeah, I think it develops like people say, chicken's good, I'll eat it every day. And then before you know it, your body just gets overwhelmed with it or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's funny, though. I've kind of knew. I never did well. Remember, we've talked about it. Like, I would get raw grass-fed milk. You know, I can get it here. I never did well with it. I don't know why. It just didn't work for me. So I probably have had a cow thing for a long time this lifetime. But I did do a lot of cream, you know, in teas. And when I'd have coffee, the grass-fed cream. So I got coconut milk, which is not quite as fun, but I'm getting used to it.
Was coconut on the test?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
coconut
yeah.
was okay?
Oh, yeah.
Did it mention goat milk?
Yep.
Goat dairy?
Yep. It's on the
goat
test.
Goat dairy's okay or no goat even?
For me, it's fine, yeah. I mean, 316 food items they tested on me, so that's a lot, you know. That's a lot of stuff.
I might have missed it. So it did. So you are not good with cow, but goat is okay?
That's right. The ones I mentioned are the only ones I have. Well, actually, they have a strong reaction and a mild reaction. And so there's other things, but nothing that of matter. You know, I don't want to bore you with my blood thing. But it's kind of an interesting.
Yeah.
It's a Direct Labs.
But you could do goat if you wanted, though, right?
If I wanted to, I could. Yeah, it's Direct Labs. And then you just go there and you know, sign up and do the ELISA thing, and then they send you a little kit, and you go to the place and get your mm-hmm. get your blood thing done, and so it's kind of interesting. Boy, you got to be careful though, because when you do it, they have to use a certain needle that they send you and everything, and they're real picky on how you do it. It's really Boy, read the directions real carefully, because you go through the whole thing.
Oh, so just the needles come in the kit too, right?
Yeah, the needles come in the kit too, which we didn't use because the guy didn't see them and I didn't see them, but it turned out that they were just fine because they called the lab to find out what needle the guy used, and they said, oh, he did the right one. So if you do it, just be careful. They're pretty persnickety of how to do it, you know how they want it, the package.
Yeah, speaking of testing, whenever I was up to visit my mom, I had her do the 23andMe test. And I just got an email from Prothombus. That's the one who's kind of not affiliated with 23andMe, but they do the raw data. And so long story short was this month they're offering free interpretation of your raw data. So that's a good message if anybody needs to know that. So I uploaded my mom's 23andMe data. You know, over the years, I tried to get her off statins because of what we've heard over all the years. And sure enough, she has a genetic marker in there that is a bad SNP for statins, but she doesn't process statins well, and it can cause myopia. And I didn't know that word, but muscle weakness.
Wow, yeah. Well, they know statins cause muscle weakness in almost everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the key was almost. So that's why some people can take them and say, man, I'm, climbing a mountain and riding a horse. And others are in a wheelchair and they're like, nah, it's not the statins, it's you, Yeah, it is you because your genes can't process it, Possibly, because we know that there's all those other epigenetics in there too. But there's something in those genes,
But those genes can change. Those genes can change, They're not etched in stone. Remember that.
But if your mom eating margarine, microwaving, and
all right, she probably would be a good thing.
She's 89. You hate to say anything because you're like, damn, I'll be lucky if I live that long.
That's right, mom. You're not doing too good. What do you mean I'm not doing good? I'm 80 and I'm still walking, man. Give me a break.
Yeah, and I'm trying to tell her, and she's like, look, but yeah, I just care about her, and there may be something to
Sure.
So, Dr. Nancy Banks, don't believe in viruses. Nancy like that too, huh?
Yeah, I don't either. I'm with her. Remember, we did a show a couple years ago about this lady from the UK that said there's no way this HIV virus even exists. They'd never isolated it. It's just, and I believe her. No, I think it's all a scam. All a scam.
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's why I'm puzzled because, she just said with my case, with the hep C, you just need to detoxify and do this and all that. And I was doing that for years, and that viral load never went down. And then as soon as I took that God forbidden medicine, bam, no detection. So there's got to be something in the middle there where they can both meet,
Well, I mean,
it wasn't in my head. It wasn't recall healing, And
no, I
understand.
Was
mad at my liver,
No, I understand. But, there's a lot of things to it, and you're so individual, so you just have to keep digging for it because there's no, there's no right or wrong answer that you're going to come up with. Say, oh, yeah, that's it. Well, I'm also allergic to Kamut.
Kamut.
Not allergic, but reactive to it. Kamut.
Kamut's that grain, right?
Yeah, I've never did Kamut. So, also DNC Orange Number 4, so I'll have to cut down on that. DNC Orange
no
Number
Gatorade.
4. No Gatorade for me. And trichloroethylenes, TCEs, have a reaction to that. And also reaction to aspartame or NutraSweet. Well, most people do, duh. And sulfites. So that's about it. Oh, black tea too.
Well, you keep mentioning more. First, it was six.
Well, that's because I didn't mention the two. I didn't mention the stuff that I never did anyway. So what did I care? Like Kamut or DNC number 4 or black tea. I never did black tea, aspartame, but I just mentioned the cow dairy and cow yogurt. Yeah.
Coffee okay, right?
Yeah, I'm off it, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to talk about caffeine.
Yeah, I told you I was messing with, I told you I was playing with the pendulum, and the pendulum tells me a lot of stuff that I thought I was doing no good. And I mean, I put it aside and went back weeks later, and I can't believe, you know, that pendulum just goes negative. And I'm like, this can't be Harry Potter, you know, and sure enough, something's going on there, you know.
Oh, no, they're, if you stay out of it, you know, you stay out of the way and just let it do its thing, it's been used forever, you know, pendulums. They work. All right, kiddo, thanks for calling. Happy pendulum.
Okay.
See you soon. Bye.
All right.
Well, this is one of our ways to detox. Previously, with a longtime friend, Phil Wilson, the exclusive distributor of the Relax Far Infrared Sauna.
I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. Regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. How this has improved my life, I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna testimonials, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
And everything else. These are really lovely units, extremely low EMFs. Email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, and I'll give you a deal on this sauna. We also have an option to get a relaxed heat lamp, but we'll work it out together. Email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Just looking at this Eliza thing, and you know, it covers Parmesan cheese and all of that. I mean, that's something I probably ate 3 times a week for 50 years. Yeah, so who knows about reactions? Maybe we build up reactions when we have something a lot, like Parmesan cheese and pasta. Hey, it's a Parmesan cheese. Phil Wilson. I just wanted to mention, if you're in the Austin area and there's a big paleo conference in Austin this weekend, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, Palmer Auditorium. And Phil Wilson's going to be there, and I'm going to go out there tomorrow, spend a few hours and hang out with Phil. So if you're in Austin and you want to come and say hi, find the Momentum booth. I think it's booth 116. So I'll be out there for a few hours tomorrow and come out and say hi if you're in the Austin area. Phil's a neat guy. I've known Phil forever, and we've been promoting these saunas. And again, right, know the source. Previously with chemist, biologist, and nutritionist George Altgeld, we asked him this. And so what do you think about Dr. Seneff's contention that as these glyphosates are in the soil, they bust the sulfur cycle, and that's really detrimental to the body?
It's extremely detrimental. Sulfur is such an important detoxifying agent for the entire body, and especially for the liver. Got to have trace minerals so that the liver can build these compounds that are essential for getting itself cleaned. And that lady who was talking about sulfur, man, play that ad every chance you get, because our foods are so deficient in sulfur, and it is a big deal for the liver to have enough sulfur to make all those compounds that it uses to detoxify itself. Not just sulfur, they're all important, but sulfur is the one that we're so deficient in, and we need sulfur.
Thanks, George. I had some this morning. You might want to give it a try. You can click an order right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. 3 locations, 3 prices, delivered. And if you like more than £4 for a discount, email me, patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. I thought it was coming yesterday. I was incorrect. Today, I believe, is my next shipment of aloe. I've been out for about a week. Kind of got behind with ordering it. And this is really, really a nice product. You can click and order the Stockton Aloe Wand right on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Get yourself a couple half gallons
And yeah, man, it's just wonderful. It's frozen. It's really fun. I love it. I love it. So if you like aloe, you can just Google aloe. Actually, a good spot to go is on Mercola, and just put in aloe and look at some of the amazing things that it'll do for you. And it's a wonderful, wonderful creature, God creature, aloe, aloe vera. And this is fresh frozen aloe. So it's right on the front page. You see it's Stockton Aloe 1. You can click an order, and you'll get a couple half-gallon containers come in frozen. You also get a free tube with some really cool gooey stuff for your face to make you look cute. Or cuter, cuter. Cute, more cute, mas cute.
Sister Ross, where are you now? I met you over Rocky Mountains, feeling blue, waiting for a last frame to walk through all together. When you closed your eyes, it was then I realized you were so far away. There was nothing I could do to stop you feeling blue anyway.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, open phone Friday, 888-663-6386. Just like the lady said. Oh, I love that song. Want to dance?
And forever.
Let's dance.
With something in our hearts that if we were to start, would pull us away. There's nothing we can do to stop feeling this blue anyway.
Something about that melody is, whoo. Floats my boat. It's April 27th, 2018. And this is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Adam the Bergstrom is up. And Adam, hi, Adam. Vibrant gal. Hope you kids are doing fine up there in sunny California. Adam says comfrey is high in defense chemicals, specifically prolozindine, alkalosidazoline, something. Prolo, L-I-Z-I-D-I-N-E, A-L, alkaloids. I'm avoiding comfrey because of statements such as, at reasonable levels, comfrey is at least as safe as Tylenol. Oh, really? So that was for Mark, Massachusetts, that was wondering about comfrey growing in his garden. Whoa. Really? Strange, yeah? Speaking of Mr. Bergstrom, I believe he's got, I think he's got really a whole series that I'm going to read this weekend. How to Yawn. Now, this is really cool. Adam's blog, he's got How to Yawn 1 through 9, starting April 9th. Check this out, because if we can do more yawning and stretching, I tell you what, this is really very powerful.
much more than you could even possibly imagine. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to leave the comfort of your home. And no salesman will call. Something like that. Adam's blog, and he's how to yawn 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wow. I'm going to read every one of those carefully this weekend and get on a whole, yeah, this yawning and stretching, like the cats do, called pendiculation. Adam suggests, and I know he's right because I've felt it, that, you know, we talk about all these kind of, I don't like to say the word trap because that puts a something on there that tells me that it's trapped. So I always call them untrapped emotions that are still hanging. See, I don't even like to use the word trap because if we buy into the idea it's trapped, I mean, how can it get out if it's trapped? So I would use untrapped emotions. But Adam suggests that when we yawn and really stretch, as you see the kitties do, that's probably why cats live, you know, so long and are so spiritually evolved, that you discharge, you just let go of emotions, things that are hanging around. That's a better way to say it. You don't even have to know what they are. I mean, oftentimes with recall healing and stuff, they have to come to the surface, and then you say, oh yeah, I don't like Uncle Charlie anymore, and, you know, the way Dr. Massey does, and that works. I mean, I'm not angry at him anymore and all that stuff. With this yawning and stretching, it doesn't even matter. You just let it go. And I know it's true. I know. No. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is George from Oceanside, California.
Well, George, it's been a long time since we've heard from you. How are things out in Oceanside? How's the fishing?
The fishing?
Yes, the fishing.
Oh, I really don't know. I never go fishing.
Oh, well, I thought if you're in Oceanside, you'd go to the ocean and catch some sardines.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They boats do go out.
Yeah.
They go out, and if I could ever, yeah. If I had somebody to go out with me, I think I would.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe you just go out, hang around the beach with your shirt off, get a little sun, you see, and then the girls will just flock to you, don't want to go fishing with you. What do you think?
Yes, yes. I don't know if my wife would.
Oh, I see. You don't know if your wife. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know you were married, George. Yeah. Okay.
You have that constraint on our.
Yeah, that would put a strain on your lady. Let's not do that. Sorry. What's up with you, George?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about deficiency and detox, the two themes that I've found. You know, I'm 72, and I will be, and my health has improved over the years that I've been listening to your show. I've been listening to your show 5-6 years, I guess.
Really?
At least. You know, you learn as you go along, and I got involved with detox later. In other words, first it was deficiency. Got to take vitamins, minerals, mm-hmm. remedies. Mm-hmm. Deficiencies, and then you for example, I take thyroid, and that's one of the things I wanted to mention. I read Mark Starr's book.
Okay, let's see, where are we going? You're going to go all over the place now. You want to go to detox, or you want to talk thyroid?
Well,
okay, what do you want to do?
Well, I want to talk deficiency.
Okay, well,
specifically thyroid.
All right,
and then detox. Different methods that I've used, and maybe you've talked about a lot.
Well,
that's my game plan.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just gotta keep concise, because you tend to go in circles sometimes, George. God love you. You just do. But that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right.
The thyroid. Mark Starr's book talks about all his patients, and his mentor was who? Who was Mark Starr's?
Doesn't matter.
He's the guy that does the, he's gone now, but he was a doctor who did the temperature. You take your temperature and then...
Broda Barnes.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
He had the same experience, and Mark Starr has confirmed it in his book, that if a man, or a woman, I guess, takes the thyroid, gets on the armor, discus thyroid, and takes a certain amount, among those patients, they had absolutely no heart disease.
Yeah?
None.
Okay.
And they're talking maybe 10,000 patients between. So I thought that that's a pretty good, idea. So I was doing the, I went down the road of the TSH and the blood test, and, they told me I was fine for 5 years, and I had symptoms for 5 years, and then finally I insisted they give me the free T3 and the reverse T3 test. Those two are the only ones that I'm interested in, and I do get them tested. Free T3 and reverse T3. And, of course, I came out terrible. And so then they gave me a prescription. And first they wanted me on Synthroid, and I said, no, I'm not going to take that. And so then I did the armor, and that. And Cytomel is a T3 product, T3 only. And this is the insight that I got recently. The response of the body to pure T3 Cytomel, it lowers its own output of thyroid. So you kind of want to. What I'm saying is, I'm now on pure armor. I dropped the Cytomel free T3.
So just doing the T3 itself, you thought was not practicable.
It's kind of. Yeah, it sends a signal to the pituitary, don't secrete thyroid stimulating hormone anymore.
Oh,
you see?
So that's why it'll lower the TSH number.
Yeah, and so my TSH dropped to 0.3.
Okay, which is 0.3. supposedly good, right? That's what they like.
Well, no, that's considered. Yeah, that's well, one is considered. Say good. Three okay. and above is you need thyroid. I mean, this is conventional medicine.
Okay, well let's keep moving forward. So you decided that the reverse T3 stuff wasn't. So now you're just on armor. So what are you experiencing now?
Yes. Oh, yes. And so I'm on the 2 grains of armor, which
right.
is 120 milligrams, and I'm. Again, I've been on thyroid for 5 years. I'm just saying that I was on a Cytomel T3 product and armor in kind of 60, half and half. And now I'm fully on armor and I'm feeling warmer.
Good.
Good. And that leads me as a sequel into the idea of detoxification. I bought a sauna suit. Actually, I bought 3 of them. The first 2 were cheap, and they fell apart. You know what a sauna suit is?
I couldn't even imagine, George.
Well, it's just a plastic vinyl suit that you wear over your sweatshirt when you want to exercise.
Okay.
So, like, I have a rebounder, and I put this, plastic vinyl. Again, I paid up. I paid $70 for a heavy-duty one after I ripped, on the first day, 2 of the $15 ones. And this heavy-duty, I'm looking at it right now, it's heavy-duty black vinyl plastic. And you put it on, and then I wrap around my midsection one of these kind of like a back brace, but it's made out of...
Okay, well, you don't have to go into all the gory details, George. Just kind of tell us where you're going here.
You get the idea. And I sweat like a pig.
Oh, like a pig. Well, man, that's good.
I sweat like a pig.
Like a pig.
I'm telling you this. When I take my white T-shirt off,
yeah,
my undershirt,
yeah,
I can wring it out. It's just...
Good. That's great, George. Good job. Good job.
And I got to thinking, my dad lived to be 90, okay? He never took a vitamin pill his whole life. Of course, he ate organic, for the first 50 years of his life.
Oh, good
they
for
didn't
him.
Have anything. They didn't have anything. If you're born in 1918, they didn't even have Roundup.
They didn't know what Roundup was in 1918.
Yeah, they didn't know it. And so, you know, I mean, there's a residual. But he did work construction.
Okay, so what is what do you think?
Man,
what do you think?
Sweat like a pig.
What do you think all this sweating has done for you?
Well, it just makes me feel like I've gotten poisons and toxins out of my body.
There you go.
I mean, Patrick, I can't tell you how much better. You know, you have all these toxins that you're being exposed to, whether you want to or not. I mean, the drenching, they're literally drenching the wheat in Roundup right before harvest.
I know. A lot of non-GMO foods, all the non-organic foods are got Roundup in them, even if they're not GMO.
Yeah, I mean...
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
But they do it... If you look at Roundup on a weed, it turns it brown in like a day. And that's what they're going for. One day, we drench in a Roundup. The next day, we can go through the field, and it's real convenient. It's for the convenience of the farmer.
No, we've done shows on it.
We're
aware. Well, you know, there's just nothing wrong. I mean, you just can't get better for your health than to sweat every day.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't. I mean, it's been around for thousands of years, the idea of sweating. Just people have always known this, right? Yeah. Well, I'm glad you found something to do it. Yeah.
It's very therapeutic, and I would say, you know, having been at this, I mean, I had heart disease in 2003. Then I had cancer in 2008. Then I had a major infection, almost took me out in about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the best things you can do for overall health, aside from pulling out a root canal, which your dentist, Dr. Nunley, always talks about. But, yeah, one of the best things is just day-to-day sweating. And also, I would say, I take a lot of vitamin C. And do you know what one of the side effects of taking a lot of vitamin C is at one pop?
Yeah, you'll get diarrhea.
Yes. Well, I've been doing that for 5 years. And, you know, God, that's terrible. No. As long as you resupply your body with minerals, you'll get healthier and healthier with a colon cleanse. I mean, people do the coffee enemas. Okay, I haven't done those, but I understand where they're coming from. And that was, by the way, that was the aspect of Gonzalez's program. And I followed Gonzalez's program to put the cancer into remission. Okay.
Yeah. I
got his books. I listened to. I paid for his lectures. You can buy them online, and I never did consult him. Although he did respond to a letter I sent.
Yeah, he was a good man.
He was a decent guy. Anyway.
Well, you've been through a lot, George. You've been through a lot. You know all that stuff, and you're still kicking and above ground, taking nourishment. Good for you.
Well, yeah.
Good for you.
Well, sure. To show you an idea, Patrick, I've even gone back to trading stocks.
Are you getting that much awareness back in mojo? Good for you, George.
If you're going to try to trade stocks, it's a real battle, if you know what I mean. It's like going to war.
Well, it could be tough.
You have no idea.
No, I do.
I
know day traders. All right, George, thanks for calling, brother.
Yeah.
We'll appreciate it.
Okay.
You're doing great. Good for you. Don't go fishing and looking for girls. Sorry. See you.
Okay, Patrick.
Yeah, bye.